huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
How many leaves are on the twig? 72, I've got an A! Parents, you might want to turn me off right now because you ain't going to like this. I want to let you know why today on A-level results day, they probably don't matter. Your A-levels probably aren't going to give you what you need in your life if you want to be entrepreneurial, enterprising, creative. If you want to start and scale your own business, if you want to be your own boss and your own leader, if you want to evolve in the modern economy, then GCSEs and A-levels, they're for an old industrial age. They're out of date. Right, so let me explain. Who did an A-level on money management, budgeting, managing your emotions, investing in real estate, building a personal brand, being a content creator or, you know, or a 3.0 influencer? Who did A-levels on that? Let me know, because that had been no one. These are the things that are really important right now. Who did A-levels on human behavior and, you know, really understanding our deep emotions and how we handle them in the, you know, hard world, the bare knuckle world of real life? Now, I did architecture as a degree and my tutors did not have an architect's practice, and we never learned sales and we never learned marketing and we never learned managing people and we never learned pitching and we never learned public speaking in my architecture degree. We never did. And those skills have made me tens, if not hundreds of millions. But I learned géographie at GCSE. That is geography in French. I learned probably half of the subjects I'm never going to use again. Never, ever going to use again. So GCSE and A-level are an out-of-date examination system which tests if you can recall, right, how many leaves are on that twig? Okay, 72 leaves on that twig. Okay, memorize that, and then I'll ask you about that in 3 months in an exam. How is that teaching creativity, resourcefulness, innovation, disruption, you know, managing your emotions, leading and managing and interacting with people? You know, being able to handle lockdowns and recessions and, you know, the fear and the doubt and all the emotions that come up when you're starting your business or you're selling something, the feelings of rejection and loss and loneliness. Oh, but how many leaves are on the twig? 72, I've got an A! Sorry, they're not freaking important. Now, if you want to be a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, and you've figured out that the best way to get into that realm is through the traditional system, then I'm the wrong person to follow anyway. So you can probably just ignore what I say. I caveated this video that if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to learn sales, marketing, you want to be resourceful, creative, you want to leverage the information age, not the old industrial age. So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get upset because they didn't get the results that they want today. There's going to be a lot of people that say, oh, the teachers are marking the results. That's another reason why they don't fucking matter. Because let's be honest, there's probably a popularity context test on who they like the most. Or why would a teacher be incentivized to give accurate results and why wouldn't a teacher want to give better results? So then the teacher gives better results and then that puts you in a false position of where you are in reality. It's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. Now, look, if you've got children who've done GCSEs and A-levels, I get it. I get why what I'm saying might ruffle a few feathers, because, of course, it matters to them now. Start when your son or daughter has their first boyfriend or girlfriend and they get dumped and you realise it's a life lesson, they need to go through it. Doesn't really matter. It's a good thing he was a twat anyway. But, you know, in the moment, of course, that child feels that raw emotion. Raw emotion. So I get that. But that's the point of people like me, you know, who've got a business, been an entrepreneur for, what, 15 years, made hundreds of millions of pounds, probably. I've been through that. And I don't just say this as someone who's like, oh, you know, be an entrepreneur, start your business, don't worry about exams. You know, learn the street hustle. Because I've actually done well in exams. I got 2 A stars, 6 A's, 2 B's at GCSE. And do you know how useful all of them have been? Completely fucking irrelevant. Completely fucking irrelevant. I even did geography. Never used it since. I've never gone, où est la banque? Allez, tu dois. Tournez à gauche, puis tournez à droite. Où est la banque? Où est la bibliothèque? Merci beaucoup. That's made me nothing. And how much time did that take? Impressionable years. You know, you're 15, you're impressionable. Your brain is like a sponge and you're feeding it with geography and French, for fuck's sake. What the fuck? No. Like, my personal mission is to help as many people start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge. And the school system needs to change because we are not learning practical, real life skills. Like, when you start to make a bit of money, you'll probably have emotions around spending it. And sometimes making money when you haven't got good money management or good money emotions creates a fueled addiction of earning money, spending it, and getting more and more into debt. And no one fucking teaches you how to manage that in school. That should be the first thing on GCSE. That should be the first thing on A-level. Because money's one of the most important things in your life. Now, people say, oh, money's not important. It fucking is. Is sleep important? Yes. Why? Because you need sleep to survive. Is food important? Yes. Why? Because you need food to survive. Well, money is a really smart tool created by humanity, which helps us exchange value in an efficient way. And everything that we consume or that sustains us comes from money. And if you have no money, you're living on the streets and you're having to beg for food. So money is fucking important. But they taught me geography and French. So it's going to be a lot of raw emotion today because it's GCSE and A-level results day today. And there's going to be a lot of upset people. There's going to be a lot of people that think that the marking is rigged. You know what? If a system's rigged, create a new fucking system. Get out of the rigged system. People are always moaning to me about taxation. Get out of that fucking system then and create your own system. Now, caveat again. If you want to be a doctor, a dentist, lawyer, and you want a safe career for the rest of your life. Well, actually, do you know what? I was just going to say, if you want that, then, you know, your exams are important. But actually, the biggest risk is not taking a risk. So actually, if you go for the safe, secure, steady option, the paradox is that's probably the most risky thing you can do. Now, I wish there was GCSEs and A-levels on selling, taking rejection, resilience, determination, grit, managing your emotions, marketing. Marketing is probably the one of the most important fundamental personal and business skills. I wish they taught about dealing with trolls and critics and haters on social media, because that shit drives people to suicide. Yet they're not dealing with this in schools, not to my knowledge anyway. So we need to change it. If you agree with me, please hit the share button. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. If you've had some shit results today, send me an email and apply for a job. If you've got some hustle and grit about you, if you've got a bit of fire, if you feel like the school system is letting you down, then message me if your results are shit. And if I've got a place and there's, you know, a fit, I'll give you a job. Put my money where my mouth is. Now, by the way, let me just put in the comments here. I'm just going to give you a list of names of all the people who didn't do university. Mark Zuckerberg didn't go to university. Founder, I think Daniel Ek, he's a massive entrepreneur. Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, Henry Ford, Michael Dell, Walt Disney, Simon Cowell. None of them went to university. I would even argue if you want to be an entrepreneur, a bit of a rebel. If you're a rebel, if you don't like being told what to do, if you want to make your own money, be in control of your own financial future, going to university is probably not just not good for you, it's probably really bad for you. It's probably completely the wrong choice. Now, if all the jobs were labour and you need to learn how to do the labour, and the GCSEs and the A-levels were giving you, they were the labour, the route to getting qualified in labour, then that's the route. But by the way, the future doctor, King, this is the future doctor. I don't know if they're teaching that in schools and universities. I can't comment on that because I don't go to them. But that's just something to think about. And if anyone who's got kids has something about them, some grind, some hustle, some street smarts, you know, my friend Neville Wright is completely dyslexic, now worth £100 million. He would have failed in the system. I would have failed in the system. Some of your kids who've got creativity and innovation and resourcefulness and expression, and they're a bit different and they're a bit quirky, they will fail in the system. They need to create their own system, and, you know, I would hope that you might support them. So get them in contact with me. I'll give them an apprenticeship. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. This message is really freaking important. There's going to be a lot of noise about A-level results today and GCSE results today and the scandal of the teachers marking them. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Just a quick one, because I have something very exciting to share with you here. So if you're an entrepreneur in the UK and you want to hear some powerful lessons from founders of companies like Deliveroo, Jo Malone and Monzo, then I really recommend that you check out my good friends at the Secret Leaders podcast. So each week they have a raw conversation with founders and business leaders who've changed an industry, for example, fertility, esports, crypto, etc., so that you can build a better business learning from these industries. So if you want to learn how to bootstrap, create a magnetic brand, get your first customer, even maybe fire one of your family members, and that has happened before on the Secret Leaders show, search in the podcast app for Secret Leaders. I'm a big fan in supporting other great podcasts like The Disruptive Entrepreneur. I listen to The Secret Leaders. I love it. Go check them out.